So you met Lenny in the 50s.
My recollection of meeting Lenny was when I was hired on as assistant stage manager of Wonderful Town. And Lenny had done the score, Betty and Adolph the lyrics, and the book was Joe Fields and Jerry Schodorov. And so I didn't see a lot of him. He didn't come around a lot during the rehearsal period, for obvious reasons. He was otherwise occupied. But I did see him, and he was full of buoyant energy. And I was probably a little intimidated in his presence. I saw a lot of Betty and Adolph, of course, and the rest of the authors. So that's when I first met him. Then Steve was quite close to him. They played games in the country, all the Bernstein
We're talking
family
about
and so on.
Steve Sondheim here.
Yes, Steve Sondheim. And so I knew Steve saw a lot of them, and I also knew about West Side Story, which apparently had a 12-year gestation period. And I heard all the music as Lenny composed it and Steve wrote the lyrics. I was not supposed to. Steve was a good friend,
Okay.
my best friend, and he'd play everything. And he'd say, don't ever tell anybody you've heard this stuff because Lenny doesn't want anybody to have heard it.